Renegade Podcast. I'm your host, Deja Andrea, and I'm so excited to announce our special guest, the 6'8 dual superstar, who's ranked the nation's top tight end and named the Broncos' most outstanding player with 8 receptions for 97 yards and a touchdown in Zachary's state playoff game. The nation's number 8 ranked running back who led Duncanville to back-to-back state titles, winning offensive MVP with 230 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns. LSU's very own freshman phenoms, the Trey Dez Green and Kaden C.T. Durham.
How you doing?
Yo.
What's up, Colin?
You guys are now 6 games into the season, and you've already made a big impact. We're just playing a few games. Tell me what the experience has been like for each of you.
Me personally, you feel me, the spring has been real crazy, you know, coming from high school to college and making a major impact on the college level, and for my team, it's been crazy. But, you know, I'm just going with the flow and doing my business.
Yes, sir.
I feel like it's just been a surreal experience. I feel like I'm just trusting God's process and trusting the coach's process. And I just pray they put me in a position to make plays.
Who wrote that? Who or what has been you guys' biggest motivators?
My mama. My mama and my grandma that passed away in February or Delhi.
Okay.
I feel like my mama.
All right.
Mama. Okay.
Don't be like me. My mama.
How did playing at elite powerhouse schools like Zachary and Duncanville prepare you guys for the big leagues, LSU?
You know, Zachary, you know, we wanted everything. You know, I don't know about it. Duncanville wanted everything.
You know, do your history check.
Yeah. Can you do his research?
But, like, I'll just aside, though, Zachary really prepared me for LSU because, like the weight training, the way that Zachary run their practices, like, everything that LSU does, Zachary did in high school. So I was already prepared for that when I made it.
You said weight training. Can't wait to be a little
Get that out. I had to wake up for weight training. I mean, I had to know.
He put on a few pounds.
Man, since. You know. But I feel like Duncanville really prepared me for this, spot. Just because, like he said, lifting. Then, like, the way they coached me, for me, they coached me at, like we out of college already. So, like, the stuff we did, the stuff we went through every day, it was, like, college level. And it just prepared me for this.
Check. Both of you are dual sport athletes. Trey, you for basketball. Kaden, you for track. Tell me how your skill set and your other sports have influenced your football game.
Me personally, track, you know, track helps you with the speed. So I feel like, you feel me, if you're fast on the track and you're fast on the field, people can't catch you. So, like, that's what makes me.
Okay.
I feel like basketball helped me, like, when the ball in the air, I just treat it like a rebound and I just go get it.
What's one piece of advice that you guys received from a coach, a teammate, a family member that has stuck with you and it has influenced your life or your football game?
I remember my coach in high school, Coach Brown, he always told me, he got blurted this out, like, bleep it out. He said, he always said, you ain't keep it in your head, like, you ain't no matter where you at, if you're in college, the league, no matter. Like, just keep it in your mind, you ain't you'll keep grinding for more.
That's dope.
One of my coaches in high school told me to be where my feet was. Like, don't look too far in the present. Don't look too far in the future. Don't look too far in the past. Like, you just build your feet at.
Okay. Trez, this will be your first year back on the court since your junior year. Kind of tell me what you're most excited about for the basketball season.
I'm most excited about, like, proving people wrong. I feel like I got a chip on my shoulder being that LSHAA took my senior year away from me.
Yeah.
And people are really not thinking that I'm good at basketball. So I feel like when I step on the court, I'm going to show everybody what I made.
Yeah, you got something to prove. Okay. How would you guys describe the team's dynamic?
Whole lot of athletes making plays. Just like that.
Okay.
Real brotherhood.
Brotherhood. And what is it like working, what is it like working with Coach Slade?
I mean, it's good. I'm just trusting his process. Like I said,
me teaching me like the ins and outs of being a tight end, mm-hmm. because I'm mostly played outside at wide receiver mm-hmm. in high school. So it's just teaching me like the base block and getting my pad level down and stuff like that.
And how has it been getting mentored under Mason Taylor and KP?
Mason, they smart. Like, they really smart football players. They know the game of football. No matter what position they talking about, they know mm-hmm. like what everybody's supposed to do. So I'm just tagging along.
Okay.
But so we ended up like as smart as I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What has it been like working with Coach Frank?
It's been different, you know, because Coach Frank, when he coaches from the receiver down to the old lineman to the quarterback in the U. So you got to know the whole in and out of the whole play of every play. So when you get in the field for the play, mm-hmm. you know everything was going to happen. So you ain't, you feel me? So you already headed the game. So he really gave me a whole different perspective of football mm-hmm. with this one.
Okay. What do you guys feel like has been one of the hardest adjustments transitioning from high school to college?
Waking up early in the morning. Other than that, ain't really nothing crazy, you feel me? Except mm-hmm. like practicing or late in the day, but we did that too. So like, this is really like waking up early in the morning.
You're just not an early bird.
Not at all. I need my cup of tea.
Really, there's a lot of meets.
Yeah.
A lot of meets.
Mm-hmm.
And in college, it ain't nobody telling you to do this, telling you to do this. You got to make yourself get up and do what you got to do.
Okay.
Based on you guys' position, if you had the opportunity to line it up with any player, past or present, who would it be?
Me personally, I'm going to go to Tyrann Mathieu just because, you know, he one of the greatest players to come through LSU. And I feel like if I beat him one-on-one, you feel me, I know, like, me personally, my mindset is going to be like, I'm the best player to come through it. And you feel me? So it's like,
okay.
It's like a mental thing.
Okay. What yeah. about Trek?
Trek, you know, you know, I'm going to stick to the honey. I say, like, Justin Gatlin just because he's probably, Gatlin. Like, okay. one of the greatest to come through, you know, USA, even like from USA.
We not lining it up for you, sir.
Nah, he can have baby. You got it.
Okay.
Got it, I swear.
Trey.
I swear, but he's 6'5". Running 6'5" and running 9'5". I'm good. Like, that don't make sense. He like yo height, brother, running fast.
I feel like if I had to line up against somebody, I'd line up against Cam Chancellor.
Oh,
Lord.
Yeah.
You're not 5 He probably can't guard, but he's gonna knock the helmet loose.
For basketball, I'd go Julius Randle. Only reason I say Julius Randle is because my play style and his play style is similar.
Kind of similar.
Same thing. I ain't ready yet.
Ways?
Not ways.
No, it's just lazy.
Outside of football, what hobbies interest you guys and kind of relax y'all, take y'all mind off football?
Me personally, I'm like a movie type of guy, so I like sitting back, watching a movie, you feel me, kicking my feet up, watching the movie. That's the type of guy I am.
Okay, what's your favorite movie?
Friday after next Friday, the whole night. You hear me? I'm watching it back to back to back.
Okay.
That's a boy, Damon.
You about to take the
time. Smoking as you. Like that,
I'm telling you. Please. They smoking as you.
Everybody.
Smoking back at Damon.
Come on, the whole movie is crazy.
I'm telling you, bro. Like, come on. I really like that.
Me and Paul got.
Yeah, you heard me?
I feel like I'm just I'm a big family guy. Lizzie, I just like spend time with my family.
Okay, that's sweet. Okay, what does the perfect off day look like for you guys?
Cool. Man, I'm waiting for it, actually. You know, I'm waiting for it.
Yeah.
But me personally, I say go home, my mama, my little sister, like chilling, watching the movies. You feel me? Just up, relaxing, cooling, talk, like chopping it up. You know, tell me how they week been, how they day been. You feel me? How they life been since I've been gone. You feel me? That's really about it.
Okay.
I'm ready to go home. I just want to be at home.
We all got y'all bye week next week.
Yeah.
Okay. We got Bama the week after that, so we know that.
Not too much relaxed.
Oh, you hear me? Tell me.
What is y'all's top 3 go-to artists on game days?
Well, right now, I'm going to say YD the Illish. You know, that was one. Mm-hmm. We got another one. Probably NBA, you know, song, a little 1-2. I'm gonna say baby, little baby for sure. Too baby. Shout him out when there's me. I'm with it. Look with TB.
Okay.
With it.
Okay.
With
Poof.
Yeah, that's me.
My name's Lil Baby.
You know this Lil Baby? With her.
Shit. If I, question one for you anyway.
If it's a person, a game.
Wait, question. Can I ask a question?
What was that?
What game wouldn't be personal?
I mean, like, is a person like. Else?
Like you got a chip on your shoulder.
Yeah, I got something to prove. Mm-hmm. But that's every game. But I'm just
that's
saying,
what I'm saying.
Like, if it's.
Like, some more than others.
Bama.
Yeah. Bama different from.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
So I'd probably go YB. That's it.
YB?
YB the only person.
The whole.
That's the only person I play.
The whole day.
But. Mm-hmm. I'd be listening to gospel too for the game. Like right before the game.
I ain't lying. I listen to like Alicia Keys before the game. That's
so
the calm.
Like R&B, gospel.
Calm, yeah. I listen to that Shana Wilson.
It's like, it's like a calm before the storm, you know?
Ooh. Yeah, you don't know about that.
Okay, what's the favorite R&B song?
Oh, Unthinkable.
Unthinkable.
Yes. I'm telling you.
That was funny. Okay. In the game, Caden. In the game against Arkansas. Mm-hmm. You rushed 101 yards, mm-hmm. and you had 3 touchdowns, making the first LSU freshman to do so since 1995. Tell me what clicked for you in that game and what kept the momentum going?
Me personally, I would just say trusting my coaches, you know, trusting the old lineman that had a hold on me, then it's hitting them. And being me, being an athlete, I know I am. And just trusting myself that I know, you know what I mean? I know I can do what I need to do. And I just handled business. But I didn't even know I broke a record with who I was.
You did that?
Yeah, I was just being me, you feel me, having fun.
Okay. Love that. Trey?
Yeah, you know that, brother.
Already.
You know that, brother. You know
Trey, you came in as a tight end, and they moved you to the slot receiver. What has it been like playing that position?
It's been, like, fun. I feel like I can showcase my skills more than what I can do at tight ends. Like, I feel like I'm a mismatch. He has anybody.
Okay.
I don't care who you with.
Okay.
Real spill.
Okay. What are y'all looking forward to most this season?
That natty. That ring. I need it. Need that.
need that.
You hear me? Quick. Need that one more thing. But I say, other than that, just become a better human being, a better person, you know, a better young man. Really, that's it. You know,
yeah.
Help my mama, you know, live better than she was two years ago. That's all it is.
Okay.
Just keep rolling. Just keep rolling.
I'm going to go ahead and close us out. Would y'all let them know who's running the game?
See, DZ running the game. You know that.
Trey Dizzle running the game, bro.
What you do?
You give me a feeling that I've never felt before. And I can't help it, I know I deserve it.
Yeah, I deserve it.